Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State. No Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them. Cause they under attack. Cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims. Refuse to be quiet. Unlike Farrakhan, I won't stay silent. N-O-I silent. Nation. Christians won't speak. No. Against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free. Home of the brave. Attack my people. Put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner. Birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind. It's what you're facing. Tribal war cry. Tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day.
Night.
Emacs the image. Rider music,
gangster,
underground,
Durant Sean.
You are listening once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 6, verse 39. And that man is an abbreviation, the acronym for Music Activism News. And for those listening and looking live on blogtalkradio.com with your smartphones or whatever it is, laptops, desktops, I want to thank you. You can call right into the number. If you're on Emacs Radio, you can call the 646-478-0944 number to be involved. I've just got three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, notebook, desktop, smartphone for info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent, go back on hold, change your mind, press one or call back. So, sometimes I don't get a chance to do this, so I better give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. So with that being said, I'm going to start off with number 10. Number 10 spot, of course, why wouldn't it be that way? A lot of people might have missed it, but I hate if you did. Ingenuity Fest. Number Number 9, Solomon Cain. Number 8, Black Odyssey moving up. Number 7, the debut of 1008 Vision, Twinsburg event. More on that in just a little while. Number 6, debut of the East Cleveland event coming up. More on that later on. Number 5, moving up, DJ Dollar Rock's first annual Backyard Bash. More on that later. Number 4, Jeff Schlex and the Litterbugs concert the past Saturday. I mean, really past Sunday, yesterday, which was real nice. Number 3, debuting Mom and Pop Hip Hop Productions, the tribute to Dan Aquila. That happened the past Saturday evening. Number 2, debuting this evening, Judge Capers Memorial. More on that in just a little while. Number 1, the debut of Station Hope with Black House Sounds. More on that in just a little while. As I make my way back, before I go to the phone line, I want to let people know that MC Chill Radio is on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 a.m. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And then the Art McCoy Radio Show is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And that's WERE 1490 a.m. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And also, the Kahilat Ministry, an assembly of called out ones, host a community health and nutrition open forum. September 28, 2017. The check-in is at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Elim Gospel Church, E-L-I-M Gospel Church. That's 10522 Amore Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108, presented by Touched by Health Wellness Institute. Please join us for a thought-provoking and informative discussion on how nutrition and lifestyle practices lay the foundation for premature sickness, early death, and economic disenfranchisement within urban communities. For more information, contact Lamont Richmond at 216-334-3663. So before I go to the two phone calls, well, before I do nothing, I'm going to go to the 216-804. How you doing out there? 216-804. You're on live.
804. That may be me.
I think
that may be you.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And anxiously waiting to hear the program and so forth and to see what's up and what is going on. So I'm ready with my pen and paper.
You're waiting with your pen and paper. I appreciate that, and thank you very much for that phone call. Hold a line.
You're welcome,
hold a line.
Sir.
No problem. Before I go to 216-703, what can I tell you? Restore Cleveland Hope. Now, some people would wonder if there's anything important about that. Just a little bit of a 6-foot step ladder for this soapbox. Because Restore Cleveland Hope, Inc. is dedicated to celebrating the heroic spirit of the Underground Railroad by establishing a UGRR Education and Resource Center in the Kazadi Bates House, the only pre-Civil War structure still standing in University Circle in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, the Underground Railroad in Cleveland, where Ohio was a free state that had almost more Underground Railroad stations, that's that UGRR, constructors and conductors and trails than all of the other free states put together. Cleveland was a vibrant community of activists, definitely August Kazadi, Horatio Ford, William Wells Brown, John Carter, and John Melvin, to name a few. Many of the Cleveland conductor families lived in what is now University Circle. So in 1853, August Kazadi built a home for his son. Now, here's the thing about what happened. When August Kazadi, C-O-Z-A-D, built the home for his son, was now at the corner of Mayfield Road and East 115th Street. And it was a dangerous time for the freedom fighters and brave conductors traveling in the dark of night down Buffalo Road, now known as Euclid Avenue, to the Hidden and Freedman John Bell's Barbershop, the last stop before at least boarding a sympathetic captain's boat to Canada. So I just want to say that some of the things that they focus on at the heart of Restore Cleveland is reconciliation, freedom, and hope. So, you know, yesterday Black House Sounds, You People, Queen Dot, many others performed and told history. And I thank supporters like Big Stone, Brother Ted, Reverend Pinckney, Danielle, who definitely supported Black House Sounds. And when the event was over, Miss Puckett, who came to Twinsburg to watch Black House Sounds perform, that's who put us on the venue. She asked me to do an interview about Black House Sounds and for to be used on YouTube. Now, the sound man had no CD player, so he hooked up my phone to an aux cord. And at the end of the song, Mr. Powers, third verse, you know, the sound man's connection cut off. It had slowed down my verse by at least 1 second, but we finished the song. Why? I'll give you two reasons. Number one, the creator, but number two, we knew our music. It's practice. And I also wanted to say I was very honored because Lawrence Daniel Caswell, who was the first one ever play any music from a share of Jake Fields, wasn't Kilroy then. In 1997, he was the MC of the event. So it was a lot of things that was done on that one that just added to the pride that I have right now. And before I do anything else, I also want to put out there and let people know that this Thursday, September 28th, 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Mr. Earl Saunders of the Department of Justice will meet with us on ideas on the consent decree implementation at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110, off Ivanhoe, between East 152nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. Definitely something where you may want to get there and see what's going on. So with that being said, I'm going to 216703. How you doing?
Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. I don't want to sound ignorant, though. The reason I called in is because this weekend was phenomenal. I also saw this big transition when it comes to fans. When you get people one day to see you in one place and follow you up in another place, that's a blessing. Black House Sound, you know, we've been pushing for years, and y'all been hearing this on this radio station for years. The sheriff been backing up his word as far as the artist he been becoming. I see when we rapping, I see in the crowd when Porter get that microphone, it's like David Ruffin, you know. And I'm starting to see people gravitate like that. And it's a great thing to know throughout 4 or 5 years of working hard, we find ourselves at University Circle with hip-hop, you know, real rap from Cleveland, local artists. I'm not saying it's a video popping up all the time on the music that we're doing, which it is. You can go to Joseph Motley Jr., on YouTube if you want to check that out. But what I am saying is without not that much support, this is what we doing. And a lot of people in Cleveland, I'm not going to say they waking up. I'm just going to say they liking some of the stuff we doing. And it's starting to work in our favor, and it's working in their favor. And what we doing is we molding the youth to understand that you have a choice. You can choose dumbness, you can choose rejection, or you can think it's all profit, or you can be righteous, you can speak out, and you can be like the sheriff. This is the real radio station I ever been a part of. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. I'm out.
I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, for a lot of people who are going to be surprised, this evening all the way until tomorrow at noon, I'm going to do my best to make sure I get with all the ones who have videos, tag everybody who was in those videos, and put out there were a lot of performances and a lot of things that happened. As a matter of fact, before I go to the next phone call, I see a 216-255, a 216-322. Before I do that, I want to go at least and do this as best as possible. I want to go backwards just a little bit and say that I didn't get a chance to do what I should have done the correct way and just say that Charles Bradley, age 68, who passed, soul singer known as the Screaming Eagle of Soul, he passed over the weekend. He found success at a late age in life. Lesson, never too late. Also, never got to this name. 2 weeks ago, we lost DJ AJ Scratch, who passed. Cool DJ AJ Scratch was in business since the late 1970s, but really became well known in the New York area after Curtis Blow's hits around 1984. He was his DJ. The songs AJ Scratch, Basketball, If I Rule the World, the original one before Nas came along, did a nice rendition. And AJ's Cool, 8 Million Stories, Rest in Peace, Rest in Heaven. Before I do anything else and before I go to those other two phone callers, might as well make somebody mad around here. Why wouldn't I do that? So I'm going to just go to at least give me about 2 minutes because I know there are a lot of people who are a little bit upset. But that's all right because I wanted to say that on this pull out the 25-foot stepladder for this soapbox and just say that in 2016, Colin Kaepernick took a knee and said, I'm not going to stand and show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. There's bodies in the street and people getting away with murder. If they take football away, my endorsements from me, I stood up for what's right, I know. Now, other black men and black football players should be ashamed of themselves, a lot of men in general. We should really look at Colin because he's the last person who should have said something. Why? All right, black and Latino dude. Adopted by a white couple, even riding a pine and sitting on a bench, he didn't have to do nothing. He was going to get paid, and if he left or they traded him, somebody else would have picked him up. He was that decent of a quarterback. Now, then again, while Colin was taking a knee in 2016, President Donald Trump was running on Christian moral values. Donald said he would bring blacks, whites, and all people together. That was one of his promises. I remember it. Guess that means stopping racism. Said no more pushing around Christian and Christian values. So I know he has words of encouragement to bring us all together. Now, black on black crime and others will meet this Sunday, October 1st, East 9th Street. At Lakeside, 11 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 11:30 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And then we'll walk down to the Brown Stadium. Why? Well, because of a soldier, infantryman, sailors in distress, they turn the flag upside down as a signal for help. Not disrespecting it, but they're saying they need help. Now, Colin took a knee. He was just saying help. Now, we're in trouble. Now, I know that Trump, with his Christian values, I'm sure he's going to help with this. Like he said, basically speaking, hey, owner should fire the son of a bitch. Now, he did say he was going to obliterate North Korea. May have Christian values. I'm going to say maybe he does. But remember something. The Bible can be used for different interpretations, even words of war, by Christians or some who wish to do so. Some use the words of the Bible, like servitude and taskmaster, to say, hey, it's okay for slavery. That's how they justified it. But the Bible did talk about people working for their eventual freedom, not to work forever. Now, some use the Bible to say black people are cursed, Jews cursed. But if you go by Acts 11:26, or I'll say Acts 26:28, or 1 Peter 4:16, only three times the word Christian was used in the Bible. Now, Gentiles call people or followers of Christ, Yahshua, true followers, you know, they call them, basically speaking, Christians, but it was in contempt. Now, true followers of Yahshua the Messiah, Christ, they call themselves brethren, the faithful, elect, saints, believers. But I guess Greeks or Romans call them Christians with hate or reproach. So maybe Trump is a real Christian after all. reproachable, hateful, reprehensible, because he ain't no true, faithful, saint, believer. Done. I'm going to the next phone call. I know you're mad at me. You're probably going to jump on me and tell me that I was wrong and nasty for saying those things about Trump. What's going on with you, 216-255?
I never heard you swear before until Donald Trump. You quoted Donald Trump and you swore. So, my gosh, this is like earth-shaking.
I'm a Christian.
Talking about earthquakes and hurricanes. Al Porter swore. No freaking way. And I'm just glad that we were here. Colin Kaepernick lit the spark. He sparked it. But the torch was up there, and Cleveland Browns took it, and they knelt in an exhibition game. And then when they got the gag order put on them because they cut the Q folks cut a deal, or no, I'm sorry, the Browns cut a deal to, you know, silence free kneeing or free speech, activists in Cleveland grabbed the torch. And I was glad to be part of that when I got a few phone calls and said, let's go down there and carry the torch. I said, sure, let's do that. And I got one phone call. Actually, I won't say from who, but I was glad to be there. And that torch, look where it went. The spark that was maintained in Cleveland after the spark lit by Colin and the Cleveland Browns and then activists in Cleveland. Now we're pushing Donald Trump's buttons. This is amazing because, you know.
It is.
Yeah, and now we don't have to go protest so much, and we don't have to go march anymore because now we got the mainstream football players doing it because Trump told them not to, and they're like, what? Don't be telling us. You know, because, you know, of course we know why we're doing it. That's the main message, and WCPN had a program this morning. I didn't call in, but I did email them and said that the flag, the pledge, and the anthem don't have it much value if the flag waves over a nation of oppression against black and brown people, and white supremacy still reigns, and, you know, and the police are out of control. So basically I said something like that and emailed it, and we'll see if they say it tomorrow. Any case, I appreciate you all, you know, letting me know about that protest. And what else? Oh, that's it. Okay.
it's been interrupted.
You know about that? You got me in trouble. I was on the show, and I heard about the new NAACP, the Cuyahoga County NAACP. So I posted that we're going to have Miss Cassandra speak at an event. I got a phone call the next day telling me that to cease and desist and not mention the NAACP.
Wow.
So I didn't tell you about that. Anyway, so now I did.
Yeah, hey, we're all right with it. I plan on trying to be at that event anyway next week just because of the importance of it, but continue on, please.
That's it. That's all I got, I think.
All right. I appreciate you, Don, just for the simple fact you do make sure you're extremely inclusive, and I just want to say I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
No problem.
You're including me. So,
and I just, I agree with you on that one, and I do hope and pray you'll get a chance to stick around for the rest of the program.
I sure will.
Thank you so much. And before I go to the 216-322, I want to put out that the Pastor Appreciation Day is coming up at Twinsburg Community Center at 10260. Ravenna Road, Twinsburg, Ohio, 44087, from 4 to 7 p.m. Free food, beverage, live entertainment, hosted by Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven, he requested Black House Sounds, so 1008 Vision provided, like, travel expenses out of pocket and everything. I appreciate you for putting your money and all of that where your mouth is. I also want to let people know that if I can, I'll finish this one. It won't be as long as the last one, I promise. I'm going to give myself about a minute and a half to do about two things, but I want to go to a part two, pull up the 21-foot step ladder for the soapbox, and just say that, you know, Colin Kaepernick tweeted his protest. We're never about the president, but an effort to raise the issue of racial injustice. I want to go back to the movie Spartacus, which is, to me, one of the greatest movies of all time. We'll get to why in just a moment. But it kind of got lost. You know, his thing about racial injustice got lost when Trump said to an Alabama crowd on Friday night that NFL owners should tell their protesting players, get that son of a bitch off the field. That's what he said. But, you know, maybe Donald Trump was kind of right when he first ran. He said he's going to unite the nation. Now, I have to go close to home first and say that Jimmy and Dee Haslam, you know, the Browns owners, called the president a divisive, misguided, and uninformed individual. Now, the Browns quarterback, DeShone Kizer, who was, I guess, a part of Kneegate when the 12 Browns players took a knee, he said, I know for a fact I'm no SOB. Now, Colin Kaepernick's mom said she's a proud B-I-T-C-H. Okay, that's a weird time when the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, now he's been at odds with the players' union and said he was proud of the NFL's response to the president. Now, Patriots owner Robert Kraft gave Trump a sizable donation of campaign money. We're talking about millions. Now, you know it's bad when a New England Patriots owner said he was deeply disappointed after Trump's statement. Commentator Terry Bradshaw, an old friend out there, she has a couple of cats, but Steelers are her team and all that. Still sad, but that's all right. But commentator Terry Bradshaw said the president doesn't get free speech. Now, Stephon Curry of Golden State, basketball, entirely different sport, said that he was hesitant, you know, to go to the White House with the championship team, I guess Golden State Warriors, like they're supposed to. Wait a minute. My same friend likes the Warriors. But anyway, I digress and say that Trump, you know, being the good Christian that he is, rescinded the Golden State Warriors White House invitation, which caused the best player in the world, sorry out there, lady with the cats, because LeBron James actually said, you bum, and referred to the president. He said, the people, not Donald Trump, run this country. Hopefully more people will realize it's true. Maybe they'll realize that the people in Cuyahoga County, run their area and would get up off their sorry, sad 12% vote and behind the vote. But I digress again. Now, if you have NBA stars, NFL players, coaches, union, commissioner, teams locking arms, teams taking knees, teams staying in behind everything, fist in the air, I want to say thank you, President Trump. People are uniting. Then again, maybe the athletes realize they are Spartacus and no longer silent gladiators in a brutal arena. Yep, Caesar Trump's palace run is a slave revolt going on. I'm going to 216-322 because I know you're probably going to get on me for saying something negative about Trump, so I'm giving you your time to rebuttal.
Oh, my goodness. I am just going to say good evening, Mr. Porter.
Yes.
I hope that you are well. My girls and I are listening to your show. I am going to try very hard to refrain from commenting on anything that you have said because you are trying to incite a reply from the Broadview Republicans. Shame.
Oh.
Yes. I'm going to say that I expect nothing less from Terry Bradshaw. I'm sorry, Brown fans. You're misguided. It's like Brother Porter there, but it's okay. We love you anyway. I really just called to say congratulations and continued blessings to you and Black House Sound. Even though I did not attend the weekend activities, I understand that everything worked out well and it was a wonderful show. I wish that more young men had the opportunity to work with you guys because you're very motivational and very positive. I also hope that you would touch on the fact that this is Domestic Violence Month and that not only women are victims, but so are children and men. Yes, men are victims of domestic violence because They hold fast to the belief that real men do not hit women, making them targets of women who bully and take advantage of this fact. And there's a breakfast at City Hall in Rotunda on Tuesday, the 3rd, at 8:30. And I hope that you will reiterate that for your listeners. And that's all I'm going to say. I reserve the right to call back and make any comments that you incite and bring to the forefront. I'm going to listen and return to my girls and the small town boy. Good night, Mr. Porter.
Thank you so much. And I have to say that one thing I can say, shout out to the Broadview Republicans, because they were right. That small town boy is a nice little mellow song, real nice one. And a shout out to anybody who listens to WGAR or 107.3 The Wave. I appreciate those who turn off and get away from that cooning music on 107.swine. But that's just something I'm throwing out there. I do want to get out there and let people know that if you need to check on anything and you're wondering what's happening, you can always check out Melanated Media News on YouTube.com or Facebook. Or you can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio or Alfred Porter JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Then if you choose Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. or BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. I also want to take the time to just say that as I move through the list, Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m., Euclid Public Library, 631 East 222. It's a special Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting. It'll be outside by the tank, since black people seem to be under attack by forces likened to the tank, from Euclid police beating us down, or a president upset with players taking a knee, or the consent decree under attack. That's basically what that tank is representing on that one. I do also want to take the time to say that, you know, Man in the Street was so proud to be at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. It was a number 183, but it was a special edition. As Down South Entertainment's DJ Dollar Rock had an outdoor concert bash with Black House Sounds and Sheriff Kilroy headlining, had a power cipher with ADX, Ballhead Fred, a.k.a. Fred G. perform, Shakespeare, Twan, and Jameer. But I want to say that what was really interesting was Reverend Pinckney and ADX had a Muslim-Christian conversation. Reverend Pinckney made sure to call out the mosque, masjid, and the clergy for not being on the front lines. And say what you will, I give Reverend Pinckney credit just to say that she at least shows to support artists or causes or events. It promotes a lot on Facebook. Those would be some of the things that I put out. And I would like and hope that maybe other spiritual leaders will start to come out and support. But I can say that while waiting on them, it's always nice when we go on and do what we need to do, because it causes people to want to get up and do more. As a matter of fact, I've gone through some events here and there. I forgot about the Rotunda event, but I think I might need to try and get there. I do know that Councilman Nathaniel Martin is inviting people for a community appreciation social brunch at the beautiful Creative Arts Complex at 13240 Euclid Avenue, Saturday, September 30th, 2017, from 2 to 6 p.m. And this was his way of saying thank you, your humble servant, Councilman at Large Nathaniel Martin. Donations accepted, not mandatory, paid for by the Friends of Nathaniel Martin, because, you know, he's running again for Council at Large. I was surprised because he said he wanted to honor myself because of the hip-hop workshop, because it started in East Cleveland, that's in Cleveland State, and because of the fact that I'm one of the ones that has been blessed to still come around, talk to politicians, and do what I can to be involved with recall or you name it, just to get out there and say, hey, hold your leaders and everybody else accountable and see how much further you can get. I want to play this next track for the simple fact that I loved to just be a part of people who are at least giving out information or something like that. If they do that, that's a beautiful thing in itself. So my thing is, I need to go back up, take a look, one of my favorite tracks from Black House Sounds. It was one of the reasons why we were asked to at least, I will say, be at the Restore Hope event. When you listen to the words, hey, it goes from past to present. I ain't listening.
We are like your life, you know. Education help you do all the right things. You be right to everybody. And it just seems like you keep getting bad luck. Now some people might say, yeah, if you was doing the right things, you wouldn't be going through all this bad luck, right? Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people, and then they came and took us? Well, however it goes,
I'ma make it really right. Touch your heart and how you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resist them, whenever put their weapon down. Can't say a lot, in the past they'll take you out. Remember Marcus Garvey, we return to Africa, they can't starve me. So why is all this hating, all this irony? What happened to conscious rap through rapping R&B? Martin Luther King died because of earning. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey. Hey. And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
Coming through the winter,
we talk against each other. Close setup,
throw
the shackles in the chains. Never let up. Through all our mistakes, we still get up. You can show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you wouldn't be robbing
us.
And why you keep your secrets? Why you lie to us? I recall episodes.
You remember the rules.
I never thought my lifetime I'd see it
true.
Your own people. Take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the working suit. You believe everything on the news. Just a logo, a brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving
you.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt
me. I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt
me.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt
me. I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me.
Journey. Now today, I ain't listen to the conditions, big business. Now today,
I ain't listen. My ancestors just told me it's a journey.
Now today,
if I can go to Africa and sow my oats, talk about the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our culture. They gave you Jesus and took you over. The pyramids in Egypt, a newer order. If they ain't stopped slavery, then they enslaved some more of us. Clock said it best to set up the spell. You either selling dope or going to work a jail. Your children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man. And now your child is going gay, man. And now you want to do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya.
I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner.
And when Africa's come to America, we phone it.
We gotta learn to love each other like you left a home,
man.
I ain't listen.
No matter what they
say, they never hurt me.
Big business.
Dude, they can never hurt
me. I ain't listen. My ancestors told me it's a journey.
direct. Politicians only care when you vote for them. This damn Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. As Bill Cosby, thankful what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers in companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Show somebody seen ya, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy, I'm here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back door. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they
say, they can never hurt
me. Big business.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt
me. I ain't listening. My ancestors told me it's a curse.
And welcome right back. I'm going to go to this real quick because sometimes people call in. Maybe it's because they had to take a break or they wanted to chime in. Since they chimed in before, I'll see if they want to add something for 1 or 2 minutes or if they're all just listening comfortably. But I want to see what's going on with 216322. Anything else you'd like to say this fine evening?
Okay, she's trying it again, but I just wanted to reiterate the Domestic Violence Awareness Breakfast on Tuesday, October 3rd. It's free and open to the public. Registration is required, and we need people to show up and show out because we need to let everyone know that in Cleveland, we're not going to, we're fed up. We're not going to take domestic violence anymore. I think that's it. I can't think
of
anything.
No problem. Thank you. That's very important, and I appreciate that. I appreciate you so much. And as, before we go to the 216702, Reverend Pinckney M. Butts brought this to me. It was the celebration of life. She brought this out yesterday. The Honorable Judge Jean Merle Capers, January 11th, 1913 to July 18th, 2017. It was a celebration of life, which was held this evening at Holy Trinity Baptist Church, 3808 East 131st Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. And like I say, I just want to put out there because she considered herself a Kentucky thoroughbred because she was born in Georgetown, Kentucky. That's right, Georgetown, Kentucky on January 11th, 1913. Now, in 1919, that's right, 1919, the family of seven moved to Cleveland. Among other reasons, Jean's parents wanted their children to benefit from an integrated education. And early on, she played the leading female ingenue role in a stage play performed at the State Theater on Euclid Avenue. She refused to speak in the colored dialect called for by the script and always remained pleased that she won that battle with the play's director. She was athletic, and with her sister Alice and other young women, she played basketball throughout Northern Ohio, even though she was never taller than 5'3". And none of the team members was taller than 5'6". They often won championships. And in her 20s, she was an ace tennis player. Under the tutelage of her father, she won many tennis trophies and lived to see the city rename a tennis court in her honor in 2012. Now, some other things that I like is that Jean's community activism grew stronger. she joined picket lines at places where Negroes were barred, like the pool at Euclid Beach Park, the Elysium skating rink at 107th at Euclid, a Luciano's restaurant at 40th and Euclid. Also, she joined up with John O. Holly's, organized the Future Outlook League with the slogan, "Don't buy where you can't work." Jean was a main leader in the group, which targeted businesses centered on 55th and Woodland. And after lawyers for those businesses repeatedly told her, "Little lady, you have the ideas of a layperson, but these matters are founded in the law," she decided to become a lawyer herself. Now, Clifford E. Capers began courting her, but before anything else and they were married, she warned him that she was going to be a lawyer and then a member of counsel. Now, their marriage lasted 53 years until Clifford's death in 1996. And it says here she never cooked after he passed. Now, she passed the Ohio bar exam on her first try in 1945. She ran for counsel in 1945, but lost. But in 1948, having been impressed with Truman's executive order to desegregate the armed services, she then single-handedly campaigned throughout northern Ohio for him in the summer and fall. Women's clubs, and she would, like, sleep in her car in small Ohio towns so that she could have a chance to speak at Negro churches, women's clubs, sewing circles, and her efforts attracted the attention of Congressman William L. Dawson of Chicago, especially after Truman won Ohio by fewer than 800 votes. Dawson saw that she got some modest support from the National Democratic Party when she ran for council again in 1949 and won. She was the first Negro woman member of Cleveland City Council. She won five elections after that, serving until 1960. Governor James Rhodes appointed her to a municipal court judgeship in 1977, where she served until her 70th birthday when Ohio law prevented her from running again. Wow. And then, sidebar, thanks to Brother Ted, she was the oldest living on-air talk show radio host on Art McCoy radio program. She last did it in, I believe, January of just this year at the age of 103. Let me take a couple of minutes before we leave out and go to that 216-702 number. Your patient, how are you?
What's up, Al? How's things going?
Things are going all right. What about for yourself?
Well, I'm looking forward to us doing an event, bringing possibly Mary Taylor, Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor in to talk about some women's issues. We got to get together on a place, and that's about it with me. I just was happy to be in Columbus, learning about the prevailing wages and realizing that we're not being, when people are putting things to the board as far as the state, we're not being what we want to consider considered. They're looking out for rural areas when technically anything outside downtown Cleveland is rural, right?
Right.
So I really want us to get more involved with going to that state house and finding out where the dollars are going, and why is it that small black contractors are almost in non-existence in Cleveland, but in rural areas, they're trying to find them a put a bill together where they have a waiver to compete with the big construction companies for prevailing wage contracts. So I'd like to give a shout out to the black contractors for not representing us in Columbus. And I hope that they can get on their job.
I hear you on that one. And I just want to personally say, sister, I thank you for always being willing to take those trips down to the state house and all over just to represent. It's much needed, and it just shows your involvement with the community.
Thanks, brother.
No problem. You know, the one thing that I could say as I go to take this next break is that I really did mean that part, because a lot of times you don't have enough people going out to support you. And if you didn't have that, we would be in trouble. I mean, I remember working with her since the very beginning, the Urban Educational Justice League. And, you know, I had to laugh at this one. Well, I don't think I should have laughed, but it was like the 10-foot step ladder because, you know, I'm like, wow, damn, we're soft files. I mean, I know East Cleveland and Cleveland and many other school, you know, counterparts, they had school today. Yep. It was not the best weather condition that some would think of, but hell, this is Cleveland and I'm East Cleveland and the region, and I'm thankful to be here. Without the hurricanes and floods that some do suffer through, we do get weather, but basically speaking, whether the air conditions work or not, you know, it's hot in the summer, it's brutal cold in the winter. Went to school, it toughens you up. I mean, I remember the Urban Educational Justice League, born out of the inner city Republican movement, and we work with everyone dealing with youth freezing in schools in Cleveland and getting things and getting results on that. I remember issue 107, being deceptive. Myself, Donald Walker Brown, Rhonda Hills, others. I remember that brought us to work with people like Kimberly F. Brown, at that time, Rico, Brother Tracy, Reverend Pinckney. But nobody thought about closing schools. We would try to keep the school doors open, just make sure everything was fixed on the right thing. I mean, it toughens you up for life. But 94 degrees area, and to see schools like Parma and some in Lorain closed, I'm like, wow. 100 degrees in Arizona, deep south, schools open, 94 degrees, soft butts are closed. I'm not sure if it's so much for the teachers than for the staff. Guess it's kind of interesting when you have a hard time getting out of your nice air-conditioned vehicle to go teaching at school. But still, people even going to school while there was some flood water down. But 94 degrees in Ohio, y'all close. Great lesson to teach some of our young people, isn't it? Anyway, I'm going to take the time to play this one just because its theme is still to say Lady got in because people did this, and I'm still kind of salty about 12% voting. So with that being said, we'll just play this one because of the theme.
What's he thinking? Here's the file. Here's the truth. The current mayor, he ain't care about ya. He supported the speedlight camera. Here's the truth. Here's the thought. It's profound. All Maple Heights boards voted him down. Maple Heights faces fiscal emergency. The current mayor, too blind to see. He blamed Casey.
Governor.
He blamed Yoke.
Auditor.
It's time for Larry to give up his post. It's Pop said, time for a
black queen.
Annette M. Blackwell stepped on the scene. Annette M. Blackwell, candidate for mayor. Soon to be Maple Heights lifesaver. You deserve
better.
We deserve
better.
Annette M. Blackwell, a real go-getter.
Hope for your right. Take hold of your life. Hold on. Hope for your right. Take hold of your life. Your life.
Collectively, we can get it done. Let's explore where Annette comes from. 18-year resident of Maple Heights, so she understands their plight. Change is no option, it's necessity. She chaired a successful school levy in 2012, the city of Maple Heights. In other words, you know she got it right. Mayor appointed 2011, reviewed the charter of where she's living. Commercial property, tax analyst, so you know she knows her business. Maple Heights residents, what will you do? And then in Blackwell, ask to serve you. Vote for real change on September 8th. And then in Blackwell, Democrat for mayor. Urgent issue, senior, youth, city service, economic development, community reinvestment, environment. And then Blackwell for mayor at Outlook.com. A-N-N-E-T-T-E.
a couple of minutes and then put on something. I think I could get that out for one of my Broadview Republican friends. The request for maybe Emacs the Image, but I want to say that going back in time first with Black House Sounds Open Mic, where Big Stone and the family came by, Supreme Honors, of course, BHS, all the Black House Sounds members were there, including Carmen Classy Lee. October 13th will be the next one with a double birthday party for show hosts Mr. Powers and Mr. Milligrand. It will be at 17325 Chandler Park Building, Suite 2190, second floor. Friends Fellowship sign, and that's at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You go to Avenue, the number 28 bus does go by. I even got a chance to do an interview with VoiceItRadio.com live while that was going on. I want to also take the time to let people know that you're invited. Fundraiser and appreciation rally for Amir Khalid A. Samad. The theme, State of the Hood, 28th Year Legacy, Peace in the Hood. The date is 10-8-17. That's a Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. The cost is a $30 donation. Food does include vegan meals as well. One thing I can say about myself, I'm not vegan, so that has nothing to do with me. 100% of the donations go directly for the cause. And I do believe also the voiceofradio.com, Mondays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the main event with myself, Brother Larry, Brother Most Electrifying. And then on Tuesdays, you have voiceofradio.com, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. It's the Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop radio program. Tomorrow, Ernest L. Smith will stop through to talk about East Cleveland, his involvement with hip hop since the beginning, and a few other issues around there. Also, there's the OPN Radio Thursday, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. A show that I also like, WHK 1220 AM, The Word, Saturdays, 2 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, The Tony Fruits Show. Also, I want to just take the time, like I say, to thank you all, because if it wasn't for you all tuning in, getting out to do something. Who saw this one coming though? For real. Who saw this song coming from the next? want to get in touch with us, you can hit up EMAXXRADIO, emaxradio@gmail.com. I feel that's kind of important to say. And I also want to take the time to also say, hey, believe it or not, we are the ones who can build and add on to our own career. So feel free to do just that. Joseph Motley Jr. period on Facebook and YouTube.com, same name, to check out further music. And I'll leave you all with one thing, which is very important. I want to thank Carrington's own Danielle, who has been such a magnificent help. 4 o'clock Thursday at the none other than the Black on Black Crime Inc. headquarters. When the consent decree stops by, you'll see some of the fixing up of the headquarters that has been done from the inside out to make a change so it looks much better for everybody involved. So with that being said, thank you for just rocking out with me. Look forward to catching you all at different events. And please continue to support each other. Peace.